Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tomorrow, if you want complete coverage of the Eagles Super Bowl parade, you can hear that on WIP. We will be on the Parkway, morning show all the way through the afternoon show. We'll have Devin and Elliot right there by the stage. We'll have Buzz roaming around, and all of our shows will be there. And you can hear the speeches as well on WIP.
Unless you hear an awkward pause in it. Or like they jump ahead.
That means somebody said something bad.
That means someone cursed, yes.
Yeah, that means somebody said something bad. All right, Jack, let's hit it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
It's a big day tomorrow, and one that I think has been brewing for a little bit, and I feel like a lot of pent up, you know, after 2022, Super Bowl 57. These guys seem like they're ready for tomorrow. A lot of talk. Apparently, Bud Light's giving offensive linemen each their own truck of beer, which seems like a problem. But
oh, my God.
Dude, I saw that. Seriously. That's all five trucks.
Yeah, and Don Julio in everyone's locker. I mean, it could be a big day.
We're giving away whole trucks of beer.
Yeah.
And Don Julio.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I swear I wish we had won the Super Bowl, man.
A whole truck of beer.
Man.
That'll last you a while.
Yeah.
Well, those are big dudes.
Yeah,
certainly last you
at least a
month.
The whole season.
Yeah.
So what I have for you today is projecting who is going to perform the best tomorrow at the parade. Number five, he's not slated to talk. But if I know this guy, like I think I know this guy, Jason Kelce's having a moment tomorrow. He's going to be something. Somewhere.
You think he's going to talk?
I don't know if he's going to talk.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some Jason Kelce moment tomorrow with the parade.
You think?
I think so.
I don't need to be
on the stage. But maybe he opens it up. I don't know. But I feel something happening with Jason Kelce tomorrow.
I feel like it's laid back in the cut.
I think he lays back in the cut.
Or is it he tries to reclaim the, like, because he's felt a little bit of, you know, polarization this week.
Sure, sure. It's been a rough week for him.
Yeah, but I don't know.
By the way, morning show again.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Okay, yeah.
they have a problem on that morning
show.
Yes,
they really do, man.
I think the Kelce thing is interesting.
Yeah.
I would go 70-30. It's a quiet Jason Kelce day. 70% right. Chance.
Yeah,
quiet.
I don't think he wants to overshadow what they're doing. But. You never know.
You never know.
Never know.
You never know. The fourth projecting who's going to perform the best tomorrow.
Anne Hathaway?
We'll see if Anne Hathaway's there.
Okay.
I would like an official comment from Anne, you know? She's Anne, by the way. She's not Anne Hathaway at this point.
No.
She only gets full name status if she, is an Eagles fan.
Okay.
So, I don't know if he's going to go up there alone. Now, Nick Sirianni apparently is letting whoever wants to talk at the podium.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
But if Nolan Smith gets in front of the microphone,
yeah,
he's going to be electric. Now,
you think so?
Yeah, he's a great talker.
Okay.
And I could see like all the Georgia guys going up to the mic together like Lane Johnson and Chris Long did in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But Nolan's going to be the talker.
Mm.
And I think there's a chance that he's a dark horse for speech of the day.
Yep.
But I think Nolan Smith, if allowed to talk on the microphone, would do a great job with a speech tomorrow.
That's interesting. I haven't heard Nolan Smith talk all that much.
Well, he's certainly a great interviewer. Like, you talk to him. He certainly is great from that aspect. Is he the hype man? Did you get the hype, the get hype guy?
I think let's say they put the Bulldogs up there together.
Right.
Maybe it's Jordan Davis. Maybe.
Maybe Jordan Davis, yeah.
N'Kobe's not.
Something tells me Jordan Davis is dancing.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Like, N'Kobe's not.
I don't see N'Kobe, no.
Jalen Carter's not.
Nah, I don't really see Jalen.
Keely Ringo, no.
No.
I think it's either Nolan Smith or Jordan Davis, but I think Nolan Smith has a good chance if he's allowed to talk.
Well, listen, you get a few of those brews in you, your personality comes out.
Yeah, you saw that.
Now,
in New Orleans.
Yeah, I did see that.
Now, you said Nolan Smith's a good interview. I would know because the afternoon show didn't go to training camp this year and do any
interviews. That's a good point, yes.
I wonder if we're going to get to go next year.
Yeah. Yeah, can we change that around next year?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's a question for one person here.
A little weird.
Yeah, a little odd. Yeah. Interesting. Huh. The third, projecting who is going to perform well tomorrow, is CJ GJ. CJ GJ on the mic after his Instagram story going after Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I mean, it has the potential.
Finger on the dump button. Yeah. Finger Definitely. On the dump button.
Definitely. Well, here's my concern with CJ. The players get on and off the bus throughout the parade route.
Are you going to say we're going to lose CJ?
That's what I'm hoping. We don't lose CJ tomorrow. Because the guys get on and off the bus. They go over, they greet the fans, they high-five the fans, they take pictures with the fans, which I think is pretty cool because, listen, these fans out here, they want to be able to touch you. And it's great to wave to everybody as you roll through on the buses. But I remember in 17, the players, they got off the buses.
Yes.
And they were high-fiving the fans coming up beside the buses. And they would have to run and catch up to their bus, or they would hop on another one that was already in the procession. So CJ kind of – we got to make sure we keep an eye on CJ.
He's going to be a hype tomorrow.
Yes.
He's going to be hype tomorrow.
Yes, I can see that.
In on CJ, though.
Yeah.
In on CJ. Second, projecting who is going to perform the best tomorrow. We mentioned him earlier, but talk about a guy who out of nowhere became maybe the best hype speech guy we've had here since Brian Dawkins. And that's Landon Dickerson.
A lot.
I know. That's Landon Dickerson.
Yeah.
Dickerson, after a whole house of Bud Light, it seems like. Up there with a little draw, talking about violence.
Yep.
I mean, I think Dickerson could cement himself legend status tomorrow, like Kelce did after 17.
Yeah.
As like the whole offensive line's a face of itself. But
man,
but the guy.
Yeah. I wonder if Lane gives us a little something tomorrow.
He could too.
He could. He's still more reserved, I think, than Landon is.
Landon definitely. I almost want Landon to get up there and let it fly.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd worry about is he doesn't seem like a guy that seeks the spotlight.
Right.
So I would wonder if he would even...
He would tone it down.
If he'd even speak, you know. But if he does speak, I agree with you.
Is there a list of who's speaking?
Well, again, like they said today that Sirianni is going to let whoever talks, like whoever he wants to
we
talk,
can be
talk.
Up there. We can be up there for a while.
We might not have a show tomorrow. We might just be airing the.
I would love to know where we draw the line. Like if Nicholas Moreau says,
"No, we draw the line there." No,
dude, Ian Book and Nicholas Moreau. Like, listen, I'm happy you won a championship.
You got rings, man.
Dude, Nicholas Moreau was not on the team before
the playoffs started.
Game.
Yeah.
Somebody asked this on Twitter. Do you think Devin White get a Super Bowl ring?
That would be, I would think, up to the Eagles.
I would vote no.
Yeah, I would vote no. I mean, he was only here, what, three games?
He's inactive all three,
and he was
right?
inactive all three. And again, doesn't seem like that ended on good terms. So I don't know if the Eagles would, but I think Deshaun wound up getting one from the Rams.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
I just think
he asked to be released.
He did get one from the Rams. You're right. Yeah. But he played.
Yeah, he definitely played. He played like 8 or 9 games that year, and then he didn't like he wasn't getting the ball enough.
He was like, this team's not going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, let me out of here. Not a good decision.
No, it was not.
Didn't work out.
But number one, I'm projecting who is going to perform the best tomorrow, because I think this guy has a chance to, like, crowd surf, go, like, have a Jason Kelce rundown of who he wants to rip And that's Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going Nick.
Yeah. He's gonna dominate the podium tomorrow.
I think
he's gonna talk about, oh, you remember when I did Flowers? I hear that stupid drop board on the afternoon show on WIP.
Is he writing his speech out tonight? Is he writing down what he wants to say?
Dude, he's gotta have some notes, I think. Right? But then he gets up there. Look, if you've spoken in front of big crowds. Mm-hmm. Jack screwed it up, so I'm not even going to mention him. He's not very good at it.
That's because of the names, not because of me.
Just not very good at it. But once you get up there and everybody's cheering every word you say,
right,
the notes go out the window.
You start to feel the energy of the crowd. That's what happened to Jason.
Nick could go 45 minutes tomorrow alone. Nick alone. With no one there to stop him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's probably going to wrap it up, right? He'll finish it. He'll be the last one?
So last time the coaches went first. Last time it was like Lori, I think it was Lori, Howie, then Doug.
Howie spoke?
Howie spoke last time, yeah. Yeah. And then,
all I know is Jason's speech. I don't remember anybody else. I do remember Doug saying the new norm.
Yes.
That I do remember.
Yeah. And I don't know who closed it out last. I don't know who closed it out. Yeah. But like, so Nick's going to be right smack dab in the middle of that.
Okay.
It's going to be a long speech.
Yeah. Oh, no one's going to.
I'm surprised you didn't have Jordan in there.
Alotta?
Yeah.
Because I think Dickerson, again, I'm projecting on Dickerson.
Okay.
Like, my Alotta.
They're buddies. They both may be up there at the same time.
Well, see, I can see the whole offensive line going up together.
Right.
You know, yeah. That seems like their thing.
Saquon has to speak.
Yeah, but I don't expect
Saquon
him to.
Gets in and out. He's in and out of there.
I can't wait to see what Jalen speaks.
Does he say bleep the Giants?
No.
He doesn't want that.
Does he give a good, like, we are first and then get into it?
Oh, I hope not.
I would be sick. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I want to know what Jalen's going to be like on the podium.
You know what Jalen's
going to be up there. He won't be up there long. I guarantee you that much.
I put the over-under, Jalen Hurts at the podium, 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
I'm taking the under.
Under.
Yeah. I'm taking the under.
Minute
three minutes. 3 minutes and 30 seconds doesn't seem long when you say it.
Yes, but then when
you're up there for 3.5 minutes, yeah, that's a wow.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to say something about already locking back in for next year. Right.
Oh, yeah, let's do it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the crowd goes,
yeah,
wow.
That's Kobe, man. Kobe, Brady, that's that guy, man.
Jordan?
Yeah, all of them. All combined, yep.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Oh, it sure will. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through February. Save 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
I'm thinking of Travis and Patrick Mahomes over the last couple of years. Travis has been wasted up there.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Who do you think is drunkest?
That's what I'm saying. Like, who's the worst up there?
Nick? I don't know, man. That's a good question.
With those bottles of Don Julio and beer for everybody.
Well, dude, so Dickerson's going to be a yeller. I'm telling you, man. I got a big bullseye on Dickerson because he's going to get a little too much and start raising the pitch of his voice. There might be a voice crack.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's what happened with Jason.
Yeah.
It just built. He kept going. He couldn't stop. That's still the greatest parade speech I ever heard.
Oh, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, actually, thinking about it, we have to get there so early tomorrow. I don't mind if the speeches go for 4 hours. I'm going to be cooked. By the time we get on the air at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be just out of it. I will be cooked. They can carry the show if they want. 215-592-9494. Oh, friend Eagle Shirley, you're
hey,
WIP.
There you go, Eagle Shirley.
What's up, Cheryl?
What's up, friend?
Oh, hey, Eagle Shirley, I saw you down there. I saw the videos.
Baby.
I saw
listen,
you.
Listen, Ike, Jack, let me tell y'all something. Being in that building, everybody was like, you by yourself. I'm like, no, I ain't by myself. About 60,000 Eagle fans over here. I'm with my family.
That's
and
right.
My squad is on the field. I ain't by myself.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I'm going to write. So much stuff happened to me. Almost didn't make it. Almost didn't get a ticket. My ticket got canceled. So much stuff happened, but God is so good, and I give Him all the glory. And just being there and knowing that the game was over in the second quarter, it was done. It was done, and it was over. Being there and seeing it again on TV, totally two different things. And I'm so grateful that I got a chance to witness something beautiful, something magical, And I got some confetti. I got some confetti, y'all. I got some confetti. I want to thank. Oh my gosh, they gave me some confetti. Wait a minute, Dave. Oh God, they said, "Sure, you better not forget our name."
Oh, Don Smolinski? Yeah. You talking about somebody from the Eagles?
No, they fans.
Oh, fans gave it to you. Okay, I got you.
From JNH and I forgot their names, but I'm close. I'm real close. They gave me some confetti, and we took pictures, and, you know, it was this time around. I'm going to be honest. We spoiled. I'm going to say, I know I'm spoiled. This time around, it was so different. My chair was different. My chair was more of a, that's right. That's right. We did it. We did it. We number one. My quarterback put his thing down. My defense, it was more of a, yeah, we showed all of y'all. The first time around, it was like, I couldn't believe it. I still couldn't believe it. But the second time around, it's like, yeah, what? We did, and now what? And I'm telling people, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, they play regular season games. They took their regular season mentality to a Super Bowl game. And that's why they lost the game. They thought what they did in the regular season was going to carry them over and win in the Super Bowl. Not coming up against our defense.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, baby.
No. I love it.
It wasn't going down that way.
Mm-mm. What about the parade tomorrow? What about the parade tomorrow?
Baby, let me tell you something. I'm there up close. I will be seeing. I'm going to be screaming out names. I'm going to be yelling, hugging everybody. It's there all day long. I'm going to be at the end. I can't do this. I can't start at the beginning. I got to be at the end when they about to do their, you know. But I'm going to be there before they do their speeches and stuff. But I'm gonna be there. Where y'all gonna be at? Where WIP gonna be at?
We're in a hotel near the art museum. We're not gonna be at a place where people can
come up
to us because a lot of those places are closed down because of the crowd. Right. So we're gonna be at a place sort of overlooking the stage. So we'll have a good view of it. Yes.
Good. Well, I hope I get to see y'all because I'm gonna be like.
You can't scream with the, she's screaming. You can't hear it.
I'm sorry. I stopped screaming.
No, what happens is when you're screaming, your phone like cuts out, so we can't hear it. I don't mind you screaming. I like you screaming, but we don't hear any of it.
So let me do it like this.
No.
Nope. Baby, I'm sorry. I love you all. Listen.
Love you too.
I can't help it. It's time.
It is.
Let's go.
We're going to celebrate.
Let's go.
Good to hear from you, Shirley. Okay. Hope to see you tomorrow.
All right, Cheryl.
All right. See you.
It's a relatively new thing.
You know who we
did. The cell phone stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to yell at, just a point, if you're going to yell at your cell phone, pull your cell phone
away.
Like 2 feet away, yeah. And then we'll be able to hear you.
I tell you, we didn't bring up BG. BG has to be.
Oh.
Gonna be pretty emotional tomorrow.
You're right. I'll take out Nolan Smith for BG.
And if anyone is gonna do the you were wrong,
that'd be BG.
The BG. he keeps receipts.
He does keep receipts. Well, the camera.
Yeah, he started his call with it the other day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, BG is a receipt keeper.
Yeah, and somebody tweeted me, and I agree. Dallas Goedert may be the most hammered tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
South Dakota boys.
Yeah. Well, as long as he can, you know.
Don't go down that road. He's not going to have to worry about that here.
Not here.
No, he won't.
Yes.
I knew what you were going to say because I was going to say it if you didn't. So, an update on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day tomorrow. One-stop shopping at Mark's. Chocolates and flowers included with qualifying purchases online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Elliott Shore Park's crowd surf at tomorrow's parade? What do you think the results are, Ike?
I'm gonna say people say no. I'll go with 60%.
64% say yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's because people want free shots at Elliott.
I was going to say, that's because they want to throw him somewhere.
Yeah, a little shot in the ribs. Troy in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Troy?
Ike, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Troy?
What's going on, Spike?
What's up, Troy?
Rich? How y'all doing, man?
Man, we're feeling good. How you doing?
Oh, man, my voice just came back. Listen, Ike, I don't mean to put you on the spike, on the spot real quick.
Yes, sir.
But I didn't get a chance to hear it in the beginning of the week, bro. Can I get a victory, please?
Victory!
strong one for on command,
yeah.
I have to say.
How about that, Troy?
That was excellent, bro. You need to do that at the parade tomorrow. And do get everybody hype. Listen, man, I know I got limited time. Real quick. So I'm thinking, what y'all thinking about Frank Wright coming back, man? How about that?
Who?
Frank Wright.
Frank Wright.
Oh, Frank.
OC.
Yeah, I'd be okay with Frank coming back. I got no problem. I was a Frank Wright guy. Yeah, I'd be okay with him coming back.
I mean, him and Sirianni are like, you know, real, yes. Like a father and son type situation thing going on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think that would be a good fit. I mean, we already see that he's proven that he can play call and he can get us to the Super Bowl again.
And like you said, him and Nick have worked together. Nick thinks very highly of him, so there wouldn't be any issues as far as chemistry goes there from a coaching standpoint. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how Kevin Petullo would feel about that, but I think he's also worked with Frank.
Well, maybe it's one of those compromises. Maybe Nick wants Petullo, and they're like, well, we're not comfortable, but
right. Here's
somebody you are comfortable with.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha. And before you guys let me go, two things. I got a player for you that would surprise me. And also, another poll question you guys need to put out there, man. What's our next statue outside the link? Is it going to be Nick and Jalen, or is it going to be Saquon? And then my person that surprised me was, of course, Becton, bro. Y'all have a good one. I'll see you guys tomorrow, man.
All right, Troy.
All right, man.
Statues?
So the interesting thing about the Doug and Nick statue is that was a Bud Light statue.
Yes, it wasn't the Eagles that put a statue up.
Yeah, the Eagles didn't put that.
It was donated to the Eagles.
Yeah. Bud Light. And then they decided to keep it there.
Yeah.
I don't think they're not putting up a statue for this Super Bowl, I don't think. I think they wait to see
statues,
what happens with this run.
Yes, statues are for retired people.
Right, yes.
I can't have statues of people up that are actually still here.
Well, can you imagine imagine a statue of Nick and the Eagles lose 3 in a row next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's going to want to see a statue of Nick. I mean, God forbid they lose 3 in a row next year. But
you're right.
I think the most likely of anyone here to have a statue is Jalen. He's a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. When it's all said and done.
Listen,
number 20 doesn't even have a statue out there.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's...
So I don't know if the Eagles are ever going to do the statue thing.
Another statue.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably like, well, we can't take the Foles one down.
Right.
People are
going to
get furious.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe another one of Nick. You never know.
Now, if they win another one, then maybe Jalen does get a statue out there.
While he's playing?
No, not while he's playing.
Yeah, when he retires.
Yeah, when he retires.
If he's a quarterback with 2 Super Bowls?
Right.
I think there's a Jalen statue.
Somebody will make him one.
Jack, what are we doing at the unveiling?
I doubt.
People are going to throw eggs at us?
Yeah, that's the unveiling. It's just you and I in front of it.
Yeah. So coming up next, man, an eventful WIP morning show. There was more crying. And the camera...
You guys don't understand how small it is.
The camera said something this morning that we say some pretty outrageous stuff on this show.
Yeah,
we've never said anything like this. Never said anything like this. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Can you imagine?
Yes, follow me.
You imagine a sing-along to this on the Parkway tomorrow?
Oh, man.
I can tell you, the percentage of people that will know the words to this song on the Parkway tomorrow is like 80%. I think you would get a very, very big sing-along to Creed tomorrow. So, the morning show has had Jason Kelce on every Thursday morning throughout the football season. And the morning show, also famous for tears flowing.
You know, this is really...
We've heard John Ritchie cry. We've heard Joe DiCamera cry. Now, DiCamera cried when it was the midday show, but he still cried. Has Seltzer cried?
Shockingly, I don't think so.
Because he is a crier.
He is a crier.
Seltzer?
Yeah, he's a crier.
Big time cry guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I haven't heard Rhea cry.
Well, Rhea.
No, Rhea's not crying.
Yeah, she locks in at all.
Yeah, come on. Rhea's not a coward like them.
They got BG to cry earlier this year.
They did get BG to cry.
Yeah.
And we got did Jason...
Kelce's cried a couple times.
Yeah.
Every time he's on there, it seems like.
So, again, today, here's what happened.
I was not rooting for one or the other. There are so many people I care about with the Eagles organization, and I also care about my brother. And that was difficult at times to manage, especially with the way the game went and how hard, obviously, I was feeling for him. But I love this city, and I love this freaking team. And don't do this to me, Joe.
We're so happy for you, Jason. You laid the foundation, man. You were part of laying the foundation all this. You really were.
It's such a credit to you.
You
has nothing to do with me. Stop that right now. And these guys have earned this so much, and I'm so happy for all these guys. And I can't wait to chug some beers tomorrow and enjoy an awesome parade.
Wow. They did it to him again.
Damn it, man.
Yeah.
I tell you.
They did it to him again. What is it with that morning show? It's like the new Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters used to get everyone to cry
Tom Rinaldi.
It's like Roy Firestone.
Yeah. I just can't imagine DiCamera making me cry.
Well, I can imagine him making me cry, but not from that sort of standpoint.
Right.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
Come on, man.
And now, you notice, he starts crying. DiCamera saves him when he starts crying.
He jumped in there this time.
When he was when the camera asked him what his favorite morning show moment was, and he clearly didn't have one.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
The camera did not save him. Nobody saved him.
I'm not gonna keep that as a
joke. No, you can't.
I'm not.
You can't.
It's only for this 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But
you can't.
You really believe that?
I don't think you will.
I won't.
I don't think you will.
But it is.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
It's a good one.
Jason? You gotta learn, man.
Yeah, you say stuff on the air.
Come
here.
On here, man. Yep. These guys will start clipping and cutting around here, man.
One more time.
Yeah.
You gotta protect yourself, man. Protect yourself, man. Some of these guys have no type of sympathy for
no,
you when you're an emotional
doesn't.
Wreck.
Notice he's never gonna see you face to face.
Right.
Doesn't have to worry about it. The good thing about a clip is you can't tell if he's laughing or crying just when you play. It's not like the Tyrese Maxey clip where you can totally tell. Yeah, like, it's not like that.
That's one I don't like hearing the whole thing of right there. That's...
Like, have you ever heard the full thing of the Tyrese Maxey crying?
Isn't when he thanks the what's his name?
Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
Do you have it there?
Oh, of course.
Well, I got to find it.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Don't All find right. it. Okay. No, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like he's laughing. Maybe we could keep it.
See?
Jason knows he's not laughing if he ever happens to listen to the show.
He said, don't do this to me, Joe. God dog it.
So then there was another moment on the morning show today where, and again, you know, this show, you know, we're not R-rated or anything, but we say things that are, you know, a little edgy. Here
and Tornado there. Does.
Yeah, Tornado does. We've never, I don't know that we've ever said anything like this, so much so that I don't think I can have Jack like repeat it. I think we can only play it one time.
So, Jason, I've heard two different theories. Now, I don't think we're going to get the truth out of you because I think it can't be said. That's
okay.
my guess.
Well,
but I've
okay.
heard two theories.
What are the theories?
Theory one is it's something really simple and bland like quarterback sneak.
Yeah, that's my theory.
Theory two is it's something really dirty.
Yeah.
And that's why it couldn't be said on The Tonight Show. Like, it's not the tush push. It's like anal annihilation.
Yeah. Jeez.
Like
yeah.
something like no. they won't want to say on the like, you know what I'm saying?
That's very creative, Joe.
Like, all right.
That is very creative.
And that's
everything.
Why they won't want to say it on The Tonight Show.
Why?
So, like,
butt plug on three.
So, right? All right. So, Jason, would you say it's more like anal annihilation or
Twice.
Quarterback sneak?
I would say that I think the play is just called quarterback sneak. But the what they call it and what it's called, I think, as a play coming in,
yeah.
the reason they're not saying it is because I think it's also the play. It's also the word you would use if you were just going to run it at the line. Mm-hmm. That's why they're not saying it. It's not because it's a dirty play.
They don't want the right. defense to hear it.
If they sure. say that it's called, then all of a sudden they use that code word at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're obviously doing this.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. I was uncomfortable playing it.
Yeah.
Lakin I mean, said it was okay, right?
Annihilation is not good.
No. Nobody wants that.
No, no. Well.
Now, Jack had a theory.
Some people do want that.
Yeah, I thought he was searching that on his burner phone the night before.
Oh, God. Why does it have to be his burner? Oh, does he have two phones?
Yeah, and one we think is maybe used for.
Oh, for porn sites? Okay.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
Would you stop?
Those two things together, I don't know.
Oh, God. Come on, man. Move on, man.
Shout all right,
out,
all right,
shout
all
out
right.
to Chef Cal, too, for giving me the Goddard name.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, Chef.
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
Oh, y'all, man.
What's
what
up?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, okay?
What it do, okay?
Hey, before we start off, let's get our favorite juice. Let's get some Ike juice.
Okay.
Oh, I like
they
that.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. Gonna be a lot of juice flowing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Hurts, Championship Club point of the day. Spike and Jack, you got to hold up your side of the bet we made and support our quarterback. Can't fault him from playing elite. And I hope Sirianni knows the names of the guys on our team tomorrow when he speaks.
Is he a guy that wouldn't know the names of the players?
Well, there's someone that we know that might not, that might have mispronounced names or didn't rehearse them. Before a big speech in front of people. So.
Oh, right. Oh, Jack Fritz over there.
Wow.
Before the reign of his speaking.
Okay, Andrew was only a dynamite caller when he was attacking me.
Yeah, well, it's a good point. It's a good point. You would think if you're going to go up on stage and read a bunch of names you've never read before, you would clarify pronunciation. But Jack didn't do that. Spritz over there. Hawk to a Fritz. It's a good point. Okay.
My surprising player, I got some stats to show the impressiveness, but it's got to be Nolan Smith. I mean,
surprising player. Yep, that was mine. Yeah, I agree with you.
24 years old, and he surprised me. Sam Sirianni, of course, they're calling the Smitty play overriding Kellen Moore. But Nolan Smith from this year to last year, just a few things. Played 33% more snaps on defense in the regular season. Played 82% in the Super Bowl. Led the playoffs in sacks, second in pressures, fifth on the team in tackles, and the most hurries in the playoffs. And this year, he's plus 5.5 for sacks, plus 11 for pressures, plus 3 for hurries. I mean, if you're not looking at that increase and looking at his career only being 24, I mean, dude's got a heck of a career coming in Philly.
He sure does. Now, what did you think before the year? What did you think of Nolan Smith?
I thought that he...
Be honest. It's Tell the Truth Thursday.
I think he needed to get a lot more experience. He was great on special teams. He made a lot of plays on special teams. But I think that he was one of the most X-factor kind of players for the season coming up, and we see what he did.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. I didn't expect it at all. That when he was playing that third preseason game, I was like, this guy's never going to do anything. I'm with you. You going to the parade tomorrow, okay?
Oh, you kidding me?
I can't make it. Busy week for sure. But
busy week?
He's got
a lot going on with family stuff.
All right. Yep. Gotcha. Well,
If I can, maybe I'll try to call in after the parade, something like that. Just
yes.
Be there. I'll be watching, listening every word, every visual, and hearing that 5:30 song, you know?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
man,
sir.
We'll be yelling it tomorrow at 5:30.
Yep, off the balcony
off
there.
Off the balcony.
Yeah. All right, okay. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, brother. Be well.
I got you. Peace.
Is we're going to be on the roof tomorrow? Is that the rumor?
Nah,
it's not a roof, but it's
a balcony.
Yeah, it's like a balcony.
Like when the Beatles played on top of one of the London tunnels.
Yes, except we're not going to be amplified over.
We should be.
We should be. I agree. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls in the text line right after Ike tells you something.
Tell you about Elite Acura. That's what Ike's going to do.
Oh, yes.
Our birds, they
call
know
them.
What championship. No, it's all good. Okay. I like it. Okay. They know what championship performance looks like, and so does Elite Acura. Experience luxury and performance with Elite Acura's incredible lease offers this February. Drive home in a stunning 2025 Acura RDX for just $459 per month with $59.99 down. Or how about choosing the sophisticated 2025 Acura MDX that you can lease for just $559 per month with $49.99 down. With all-wheel drive, advanced safety technology, and an innovative digital cockpit, both models deliver the premium performance you expect from Acura. Make sure you visit Elite Acura this February to experience these amazing vehicles for yourself, located just off Route 73 in Maple Shade, or check them out at EliteAcura.com. And remember, no one can compete with Elite.
Ralph from Yonkers. You're on WIP.
Oh, Ralph.
What's up, Ralph?
Commanders fan.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, how are you, Ralph?
Stop that, please. Hey, listen, I just want to congratulate you. You've got a tremendous team. You guys are phenomenal. But, I mean, the best part is you got the best fans. I mean, I've been watching on social media and on the new bits of the news. And so for these guys, they're the best, you know, and watching what they're going to do to your city tomorrow. I almost hope you win again next year so the whole city can just go right into the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. I knew that was a backhanded compliment somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're New Yorkers, we don't do that. We throw confetti. We don't start fires and all this.
You don't celebrate many championships.
You don't celebrate many championships.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't?
2009 was the last time.
The Knicks almost tore down the city for winning a first-round series against the Hawks.
Yeah, and then they did it again when they won a first-round series last year. Come on, man.
Wait a minute. First of of all, they knocked you out last year, right?
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But did you celebrate like it was a championship?
Like it was a title.
Listen, you guys only have about 6 or 7 in your lifetime in all your sports. We have that in a row, okay?
Oh.
Guys, enjoy your stuff. Next year, Redskins are coming to get you. Coming to get you, pal.
Mm. All right. Yeah.
Get us and do what?
We're going to beat you.
Yeah, get it. Allow another 55 points?
Who's the last team to beat you? Every year, the last 3 years, we beat you.
Without the quarterback.
We had a 10 team, we beat you. We don't have a quarterback. Listen.
No, he said you guys beat us without our starting quarterback.
Yeah, we almost beat you with Kenny Pickett.
Have you seen some of our quarterbacks for the last years? Come on, fellas, give it a rest. Be fair, please. Be fair.
Give it a rest.
You got your trophy. Next year, we coming. We coming, pal.
Mark Rippon ain't walking through that door.
You'll have your hands full with Daniels. Trust me.
All right.
Enjoy, fellas.
RG4. All right. Thank you, Ralph.
They're going to be fun.
What's that? Commanders fans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll be fun.
Yeah. Michelle in Philly, you're on WIP.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah, I have an answer to the Anne Hathaway thing, and she's not only tied to Philadelphia, but she's tied to WIP.
Yeah, we knew that. We knew that her grandfather worked at IP, and her parents went to LaSalle. The issue we're having with Anne Hathaway, and I want her to be, it's Jack that's trying to keep her out. I want her to be, our Eagles fan starlet or whatever. But the issue is we have a clip from the Jimmy Kimmel show, Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon?
Fallon,
where she's basically acting like a Giants fan. She's saying we about the Giants. And that, So we're just trying to get her, if you know Anne Hathaway, we're just trying to get her on the phone so we can clarify this. Again, I want her to be an Eagles fan.
No, I wish she was. I was thinking, oh, that's pretty cool that we have a cool female fan that's a celebrity, but I didn't realize that it was said earlier. I just read that and I thought, oh, well, her grandpa worked for WIP. I thought that was cool. And you're saying about being longtime fans, my first Eagles jersey was a Bill Burgee jersey, so I lived through all the Rich Coat type stuff. So, I keep telling people in work, when I was taking off before they were closing down, I'm like, this is only twice in my lifetime. I don't know how many more times it's going to come around, so I won't be in work. So I'm going to that parade.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be wild tomorrow. It's going to be wild. The good news is it's going to be cold, but there's going to be so many people there. I don't think you're going to feel the cold. And between that and what everybody drinks, I don't think there's going to be a lot of pain felt tomorrow.
Not much. You can't find a porta potty. So.
Right, yes.
Oh, yeah, well, the streets will be...
will be something.
Yeah, there'll be something.
Yeah.
Thank you. And my player that I was surprised with was Zach Bond. I just hope in hell he gets him signed because I thought he was amazing. And, this defense reminded me of the old gangrene days, so I thought it was really fun to watch. And I hope it continues for a long time.
Yeah, Zach Bond, thank you for the call, Michelle. Zach Bond was a surprise to everyone. The reason I had Nolan Smith over Bond is I didn't even have an opinion of Bond. Like, it was neutral. My opinion of Nolan Smith was he's not going to be a good player. I had no opinion on Zach Bond, which is, I didn't know any. I didn't know what to think.
Yep.
Yeah. Joey Bones, South Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey. How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to circle back towards when you're talking about the speeches. I have two sleepers that I think are going to pull out if they get the mic. I think Lane Johnson, number one, he hasn't been talked about. And someone who's not actually on the roster, King Gilly. If he gets the mic, it's getting electric.
It's
going to be blowing.
You think Gilly's up there?
I think he's going to be. I think
put it this way, I don't think I'd be shocked if he is up there. Yeah. Although he didn't lead the team out in the Super Bowl.
He did not, and I didn't see him in the locker room.
And I did not see him in the locker room afterwards.
So you guys got that inside scoop on it that I didn't see. But listen, I do think if he finds his way up there and he gets his hands on that mic, he's going to go nuts in South Philly.
He certainly knows how to operate a microphone.
That's
effectively.
Right.
Yeah.
He knows how to get the people going.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, no, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm from, born and raised in South Philly. So, listen, it's going to be – I was there back in 2017, 2018, And when I get in there, it's jam packed. But it's such a great experience. It's great to be back, and I think it's going to be a common theme in the upcoming years.
I hope so. I hope it's. I hope we have a few more parades. Actually, Who was the player that surprised you the most?
I think the player that surprised me the most. I would say DeGene. I mean, he had a stellar season. The dude's an animal on the field, and I think that he just has so much potential for growth that he's going to explode, and he's going to be a key part of our defense going forward.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, to be – thank you for the call, Joey. To have any – the two rookies they had – oh, three rookies. Jalix Hunt at the end. Yep. Jalix Hunt wasn't there the whole time, but three rookies came contributing as much as they did in the Super Bowl and throughout the season for Mitchell and DeGene. And really, ever since Brandon Graham went down, Jalix Hunt's played more and more and more, you know. Amazing Jalix Hunt played more than Bryce Huff.
All the young guys on the defense, man, I was just surprised how well they played together. I mean, to be number one in the league and number one in point, I mean, they were a tenth of a point off from being number one, so they were virtually tied for giving up the fewest amount of points in the league, too.
Yep.
Number one passing defense, first year under Vic Fangio. It's not easy to do, man. And it's not like they had some cake schedule either. No. Hey, he played some good teams.
Yeah. They held that, like, there was talk of Burrow being the MVP of the league. They held it to 17 points.
Yeah.
Yep. In Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah. This defense, man. We, you know, Jack used to say he wasn't proud of the 2022 defense.
Yeah. He
right?
said that a bunch of
And I understand that.
Yep.
I think we have a defense that we're proud of.
No doubt about it. Like.
I think we're proud of this one.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Wow, Jack, what a nice tribute you gave Nick Sirianni, even finishing it off by saying you love him. All I got was appreciate you, Johnny Marks.
That's true.
Yeah. Come on, Jack.
You know me?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to know one show that's not going to cry.
Yep.
It's this show.
He does not keep his emotions on his sleeve, Jack Fritz. What's next?
Is AJ going to be in the parade tomorrow, or does he need his own parade? Chris in Morrisville.
I'm pretty sure AJ will be in the parade.
Let AJ be, man. AJ, he got out of there today. He's ready to roll for tomorrow, man. He'll be happy tomorrow, man.
Him and Devontae share the mic, baby? They're together?
Ah, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, because I don't see AJ getting up there giving some big speech. But if you put both of them up there, maybe they come up with something.
Yeah.
I didn't see much from Devontae today either. Did he speak?
I didn't see anything. Yeah. What's next, Jack?
Oh, so it's crickets when Mayock says Jalen is a really good quarterback, but not elite? Interesting. Spike in the studio.
Wait, I didn't send in that text. I sent it from my burner phone. I sent it from my porn phone.
Hey, man. Yeah, I couldn't press Mayock about Jalen being elite.
Yeah. I know. Interesting.
Yeah.
He's a football guy. I didn't question Mayock, man.
Cut that audio, by the way, Mike. Jack, what's next?
WIP, the place where our beat reporter is wrong about everything and never gets any scoops, but we put him on every show multiple times a day. Mark in Monco.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, he's right.
Elliot's never right about anything.
Well, you know, I'm just saying. What's next, Jack?
LOL, you picked a close game. What do you have to say for yourself? Spike's first question to NFL guests this week.
That is not how I framed it.
I think it's a pretty fair critique.
That is not how I framed it. I said we all picked a close game. Unreal.
How dumb do you feel for picking a close game?
That is not what I asked.
Hey, man.
I hate the
text. I expected it to be a close game, too.
Everybody did.
Yeah,
I said they win by 9.
Yeah, I said 10.
Yeah. But I was like, but you'll want to throw up the whole time. I didn't want to throw up at all. What's next?
Great question today, fellas. My biggest surprise is that even with tougher practices in 21 total games, my body feels great. James Bradberry.
Super Bowl champion. James Bradberry.
Yeah, that's right. You're darn right.
What's next?
Another person there. I got a ring. I don't have a ring.
Yeah.
You should take it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hostile takeover of James Bradbury's ring.
What's next?
You didn't experience John Starks melting down in the finals. You didn't experience Reggie Miller scoring 8 points in 9 minutes.
All
you
right.
didn't experience Pat Riley faxing in his resignation.
All right.
Spike Iskin, noted Knicks fan.
Jack came back with a vengeance.
But previous Knicks fan. Previous.
Good. Yeah, that's
came back
good.
With a vengeance.
I hate them more than anybody now, you know?
Yeah. Do you hate them more than you hate the text line?
I don't hate the text line.
Great segment, but it is always attacking Spike.
It does. The text line always comes for me. Top five often comes for Ike,
yeah.
And the text line comes for me. Fritz at six next.
Yeah, yep.
What are we doing?
Are you excited?
What are we doing, Chad? Come on.
Oh, come on. It's happy. It's happy, happy
week. Yeah, give another happy show. Yeah.
Did you just say it's happy week?
I was going to say happy horse bleep week.
Oh,
so
okay.
that's what we're continuing on. So I just don't know who you're happiest for.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Mike, if you were brand manager still, would you go for this?
Well, look, he's not even selling a show. Tell me how good it's going to be.
We just did 4 hours of Who's a Surprise. It's basically the same thing.
Well.
You trying to attack this show now?
No. I would never pit my wonderful hour versus this program.
This show that you're a part of, too.
Yeah, sort of.
All right. Well, who's after you?
I don't know. Teeks, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Hopefully he puts a little more work into his topic.
Yeah.
Oh, Teeks be fired up tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, Fritz at six is next, and then we will talk to you tomorrow and hopefully see some of you at the parade.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
Be smart.
Yes.
Be safe.
Yes.
Have fun. We still need the city back Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. And if you see Ike, ask for a selfie. But if you do, make sure you have the camera ready.
That's true.
Yes.
And don't boo me and Spike.
No. Do not. You can boo Jack.
We're both thrilled.
Yes. Well, I'm far more thrilled than you are.
That disagree.
We want to bring you down with him.
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard Fritz and Six this week?
No, I haven't.
I know.
I don't listen. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.